Our scripture lesson today is from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. And this comes from the story of when the Israelites had escaped Egypt. They are now out into the desert with Moses leading them, with the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord leading them. And they are now wondering what this new life is going to look like and dealing with struggles out in the wilderness. Let us listen now for the Lord, word of the Lord. The whole Israelite community set from the desert of Sin and traveled from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord God to test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to make us and our children and our livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff which you struck the Nile, and go. And I will stand there before the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah, or Marah, and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I chose this wilderness theme for Lent, I never imagined that we would all be entering a literal wilderness while preaching this series. This last week has been surreal, to say the least, as we hunker down across the nation to prevent the spread of COVID-19. These preventative measures have thrown our lives into the chaotic unknown, the wilderness, unsure of how long our lives will be disrupted or what the impact will be for our communities and the people around us. And when we turn our thoughts beyond our own lives, we recognize the impact that this will have on the most vulnerable of our society, not just for the disease itself, but for the economic instability this will create for those with no margins financially, as they go without work or income in some cases. In this moment, as a nation, we are walking in the wilderness, not sure of when we will return to normalcy. So considering this context, it is wild that the scripture for this week is about the Israelites wandering the desert after escaping slavery in Egypt. With Moses as their leader, the people are trying to figure out what it means to be free, but also what it means to trust God in the midst of their wilderness journey. How do they stay faithful in the unknown challenges of the desert? Remember that in Scripture, the wilderness is almost always a place of struggle, a place of wrestling, a place where you have to learn about yourself and what you're capable of and what your weaknesses are. And there are several stories like the one we heard today, both in Exodus and in Numbers. It's a familiar formula where people have a need. They complain to Moses. Moses complains to God, and God intervenes in the form of a miracle. In this particular story, it is the water that people need. They are thirsty, and there's no water to be found anywhere. Not unlike the toilet paper situation today at the local grocery markets. And you feel for the Israelites in this story. They are simply thirsty. They are not used to the daily struggle for survival out in the desert. When they were slaves, their masters took care of their basic needs of food, water, and shelter. But now, as freed people, they have had to learn the hard way how dependent they are upon God. I think anytime we experience major changes or crises, we are in for a rude awakening, because when those things that have made our lives easier, which we took for granted for so long, are gone, we are forced to navigate the troubled waters of change without our safety nets, even if those safety nets were holding us hostage. The Israelites look back longingly on their enslavement in Egypt. Think about the toxic behavior that we put up with on a regular basis, all so that we don't have to change our lives, all so that we can stay comfortable. Perhaps the Israelites had previously never had to worry about water scarcity until this moment. We have never had to deal with a health crisis like this until this moment. It throws our whole lives into chaos. And when this happens, we start to question everything. The Israelites ask the most poignant and emotionally accurate question when navigating chaos. I can't think of a more accurate question for today. Is the Lord among us or not? When the anxiety of life overwhelms us, we question God's presence. We question God's faithfulness. We question our own faithfulness, which in this moment seems like foolishness. How could we ever believe God would be faithful if this is what's going on? Now, Moses tries to talk some sense into the Israelites, but they revolt against him too. What, did you bring us all the way out here just to die in the desert? They tell him. They don't trust this guy. He's God's guy. But Moses, in modeling good leadership, throws himself at God's mercy. He knows that he can't fix the situation by himself. And interestingly enough, he doesn't ask God for water, which would have been the easy fix, right? Instead, he wants God's advice about what to do with the Israelites, what to do with his people. Even though Moses doesn't ask for the people what the people need, God knows what the people need. God instructs Moses to take the same staff that he used to separate the waters of the Jordan, that turned the waters of the Nile into blood. Now the same staff will be used to create drinkable water for the people of Israel. And that water will come from a rock. God tells Moses to strike a rock at the same mountain where he received the Ten Commandments. Out of that rock will come the water that will quench the thirst of the Israelites. So what rocks do we need to strike in order to bring the living water amongst the chaotic situation we are in right now? What rocks do we need to strike to be reminded that God is faithful and that God is seeking to fill our needs in this moment? First, God heard and responded to the immediate need of the people. In the midst of the coronavirus shutdowns, we need to recognize the needs of the most vulnerable and the elderly and those in poverty, those with food insecurity. I already shared one way that you might help our neighbors fill who have need to feed their children while out of school. We will have the pantry open, but also the big blue bus will be that the Washington City schools have will be serving meals out of our parking lot. Consider more ways that you may help your neighbor in need. Think about how you might provide care for our kids who are out of school. If the parents need to work and can't get out of work, especially those who work in the medical field. Second, we can spend a lot of time lamenting this current situation and how dire it is and how strange and surreal it is. And we can wish things would return to normalcy, to return ourselves to the comfort of the things that how they were before. But instead of lamenting what's been or what was, let us face the challenges that are before us with faith, hope, and courage, trusting in a God who will help us meet our needs by bringing water out of a rock. I can't think of a better metaphor for what we need right now. So while it feels like we are wandering in the wilderness right now, we will need to wander a bit longer. But as followers of the way, followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, may we be responsive and loving to the needs of our neighbor in times like these. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would now like to close with a prayer that has been making the rounds on the internet, called a prayer for a pandemic. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious God, may we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. May we who have no risk factors remember those who are most vulnerable. May we who have the luxury of working from home remember those who must choose from between preserving their health and making their rent. May we who have the flexibility to care for our children when those schools close, remember those who have no options. May we who have to cancel our trips, remember those who have no safe place to go. And may we who are losing our margin money in the tumult of our economic market, remember those who have no margins at all. May we who settle in for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home. And as fear grips our country, let us choose love. And during this time when we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, let us find ways to be the loving embrace of God to our neighbors. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.